September is traditionally a baby boom period, with recent figures predicting 20% more births during that month. But 50 years ago, at the start of the historic baby boom of the 60s, just 6% of mums were not married when they gave birth, compared to nearly half this year. Dorothy McGee and Sarah Boyle are from Mothercare, who carried out the research. First, I asked Sarah what had changed.
In the 60s, fathers didn't actually shop with their wives, and so as today, it's a family outing and everybody's involved, where it was very much based around the mum-to-be, unlike today.
Do you think, is it a good or a bad thing at all? Do you have sort of a view on that?
I think it's a wonderful thing. I think parents, you know, both the both parents visiting the hospital, fathers getting involved in the birth of the child, and it's a family thing, which is can only be to the advantage of the family environment and for the mum, really, all that wonderful support that a husband can give her.
Now, how do you see it changing, perhaps, in the next 50 years?
Wow. So on product, I mean, technology and innovation is something that we're looking at really, really carefully. And, you know, trying to guess the future. I mean, we've seen such dramatic advances with the internet and mobile phone. We know one in eight mums access the web via a mobile phone now. So when you look at technology and those sort of innovations that are available to us, I think it's very difficult to predict the future, because we're all so more connected.
And things do seem to be changing very rapidly. So I guess it would be difficult to say, you know, in 50 years' time, because things do change so quickly. And what sort of challenges, you know, in 2011 compared to 50 years ago, what sort of challenges are parents facing?
I mean, one of the big things that we touched on already is financial. We know that people's pockets are squeezed even more. We know that one in five families are indeed a lone parent family now. And all of these pressures can give people, you know, extra worries about bringing up children. But I think the one thing I want to say is that, you know, parenting is a very natural, very wonderful thing, and we have been doing it for decades and generations. So, you know, I think to get a balance of what are the essentials that we need versus the luxuries is really important.
And finally, just for our listeners, to find out more about perhaps how things have changed, to get any advice, any information, do you have a website that we could take a look at?
Okay, so if everyone goes to www.mothercare.com, there's lots of information. There's information on product and services and a way to connect with other parents.